it's my transport.
I don't wanna go to school tomorrow, I can't study thinking about you. And you know I always do. I don't wanna go to sleep tonight when I can.
Hey everyone, how's it going? This is the Comfy and Nautica show. It's 4 a.m. bright and early here in Medford, Mass. Hope you all are doing well. We're just about to get the show on the road here. This is first song of the morning. This is Mercury Rebus Opus 40. Hope you enjoy.
She tossed all night like a raging sea. Woke up and climbed from a suicide machine. With her Spanish candles and her Persian palms, stuck on the rocks inside Opus 40 stone. Scratching her wrists in the pouring rain, she collapses down upon the ocean floor. Again. Tears in waves, minds on fire. Lights alone by your side. Catskill man. I'm alive, she cried, but I don't know what it means. But somewhere out there across the moonlit sands, there's a line drawn like the lines on her own hand. And slamming her eyes, locking the door, collapses down upon the ocean floor. Again. Tears in waves, minds on fire. Lights alone by your side.
That was Opus 40 by Mercury Rev. Just brief interjection. I usually try to go every other song where I talk in between, but I just sort of wanted to, I guess, point out more of like the premise for the sort of similarities you'll find between the songs. Most of the songs throughout the show, this specific show, are going to be a little more longer form. Some of them are just, I don't know, more progressive feel to the songs, sort of like the cadence of this show, I guess. But it's what you'll notice throughout what will be played throughout this this show. So next up, we're gonna go to some Sufjan Stevens. Obviously, you know, not in terms of psychedelia as a genre, Sufjan doesn't really exhibit that, but his one record, The Age of Ads, does possess some qualities of the genre, and I think that he has the second song off that record, After Futile Devices, where he sort of goes into this electronic world of just absolute craziness, is called Too Much. It's the second song on the album, and I think that it's a great exhibition of electronic music sort of just taking us to this a different world and just a different perspective on everything. So that is what I'm about to play right now. This is Too Much by Sufjan Stevens. Thank you so much for tuning in once again, and I hope you enjoy.
Riding on that, it's too much, 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 too We'll be right back. isn't quite the
God, I love the guitar solo that Kevin plays at the end of that song. I don't even know it's a solo, it's just this consistent riff of notes that he just plays. It's so beautiful. The way it scales up and down is just so well, just such a beautiful utilization of a guitar and the fretboard, and also usage of the sound in general is just fantastic. So next up, to as we shift away, that was Tame Impala's Runway Houses City Clouds, I should add. A song off their album Interspeaker. Kevin Parker, it's Project Tame Impala. And then before that was Sufjan Stevens' Too Much off of The Age of Ads. And next up, we're going to switch to some Portishead. This is off their third record entitled Third, and the song is called Machine Gun. This is one of the great, great projection of the sound and vocalizations on the song. One of my favorites from Portishead. So I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening once again. It's Comfy and Nautica.
Thank you. Yeah.
That was a song by Deacon off his record Sleep Cycle. That song was called Footy. So that artist Deacon is currently a member of the band Animal Collective, who I'm a huge, obviously anyone who knows me knows I'm a huge Animal Collective fan. I love almost all their LPs. They're all just great electronic experimental music. And a bunch of the members of the band, Panda Bear, Aviter, Deacon, they've all sort of expanded outside of the band itself, made solo records, and presented their own styles of electronic and experimental music. However, I think that the two best records that come to mind when I think of non-Animal Collective records made by Animal Collective members, I think A Person Pitch by Panda Bear from, I believe, 2007, and this album, Sleep Cycle, by Deacon. I think those are the two best to come out of Animal Collective members from solo projects. But Sleep Cycle is a fantastic album. It came out in 2016, and it is, I believe, it's really only like maybe 4 or 5 songs. All of them are pretty lengthy, but they're all great, very electronic, unique, abstract expressions on the style. And I think that it's just great music, great listen, great electronic. It's like this amalgamation of all these different styles, and it's great stuff from Deacon. And with that, we're going to turn over to some Eve Tumor with the song Annoyed. I hope you enjoy. Here it comes. Thank you.
Mother, brother, father, have you? 911.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful epic of a song, The Stars Are Projectors by Modest Mouse off the record The Moon in Antarctica. The song before that was Noid by Eve Toomer off the record Safe in the Hands of Love. And without further ado, I'm going to read a PSA because it is that time of the show. This is a little PSA. I probably read this for like one of the earlier shows, but PSA is called Numbers to Think About, Prescription Drug versus Medical Marijuana Deaths. Here we go. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Grand total, 54. Now, the number of human beings that have died from an overdose on medical marijuana in all of recorded history. Take a guess. Well, the correct answer is zero. And this is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I hope you enjoyed that. That is a lovely, lovely PSA from our lovely PSA book, which currently sits atop the desk here in Studio C at WMFO. And without further ado, we're getting to the towards the end of our time together. We have a couple more songs left, and without further ado, I'm going to play a song that undoubtedly may be my favorite song of the 21st century, from like just a perspective of instrumentation. It's just one of the songs that speaks to me the most. It's a song called Helicopter by the band Deer Hunter. One of those songs I feel encompasses everything about every single, just it exemplifies in every way why I love music and why I love the sound that instruments can create. It's one of the perfect representations of that, from a musical perspective. So I'm gonna play that right now. I hope you enjoy. Once again, this is Comfy and Nautica, and this is Helicopter by Deer Hunter. that was Helicopter by Deer Hunter. And just real quick before we end the show off, because I will be playing my final song in just a second, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. This is Ethan Estner, and you have been listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Comfy Nautica. Once again, thank you so much for listening. And the final song of today's show will be Joanna Newsom's Leaving the City off of the record Divers. Thank you so much for tuning in. And just going to sign off by playing the incredible, just beautiful songwriter and musician, Joanna Newsom. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day and rest of your morning.
Beneath the wind in my sand, and that is all.